Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, worldwide, and we are live in beautiful Sherman Oaks, California, and you are listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Say hi, Jenny.
Hi. Because I'm really high.
So is everyone in this room. And yes, we are enjoying ourselves, and we are here for an hour of fun and laughs and some good dynamite music. And before we get into our esteemed guest this afternoon, let's talk about our weekend.
Well, why don't we tell people a little more about us?
Oh,
you left a bunch of crap out.
I don't have my paper with me. So we are featured
on... This is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live from LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify.
Thank you.
You can find us on Facebook. It's Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, or Get Real Global Entertainment, which is who this is being produced by.
Yay!
And you can also find us on Instagram as Jenny's Real Talk and Get Real Global. And then you can also find us on Twitter as Jenny's Real Talk, and we're also Get Real Global R1 on that. And yeah, I think that's about it.
No. Everywhere.
We're on live every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio.
Channel 1.
Go to Channel 1.
Right now.
Right now. Listen to us.
Absolutely right now.
Yes. But if you're watching this Facebook, you know, if you're watching this on Facebook right now, stay where you are because you can hear the music. Hear us talking, hear the guests, you can see us and everything.
So we can't see you, though.
We can't see you, but we can't hear you if you listen on the fucking LA Talk Radio app anyway. But you can go to the LA Talk Radio on your Google Play Store or the, what's the fucking other thing? Windows Store or the Play Store on, iTunes or some shit? You know, Apple products. You can find LA Talk Radio, and you download the app, go to Channel 1, look up Jenny's World Talk on the Block, and you can listen to us every Wednesday, 3 to 4.
Oh.
That's Pacific Standard Time, or Daylight Time, or some fucking shit. Whatever. Anyway, I'm Jenny. I'm Jennifer. Yours is your hostess, Jennifer. Co-hostess. So you know,
with the mostest.
Co-habitation. I'm Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and this is...
The Muse.
James Muse. A.k.a. The Muse.
J.J. The Muse.
Okay. The husband. Thank you, Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions.
I love it.
For that lovely, lovely nickname. He is now The Muse.
I like it.
And it's gone into his head. I'm just kidding.
Coming through.
I'm just kidding. I'm just Jenny. I'm just boring old Jenny.
Oh, you're not boring. That you're not.
What?
That's some bullshit.
Me?
You're not boring. You live in the motherfucker. Shit, that's one of the reasons I married you. You fun as fuck.
This is The Muse, Shadow Man. Hey, Sasha George, we love you. Looking very, very forward to her release coming up very soon for the newest book for the House of Blood book series. So go, it's about vampires. It's awesome. You'll fucking love it. She's got 5 books. She's about to release book number 6. So it's the House of Blood series. author Sasha George. Yes, Sasha George. Go check it out. They're about to release it. And Billy Stevens, who has been on our show before, rock star Billy Stevens. Yeah. Shout out to Billy Stevens and Sasha George for their collaborative work on the new book, because Billy Stevens did the music for like a video kind of thing that she did for the book. So it's awesome. It's going to be great. And we're looking very forward to that coming out. And let's see what last Thursday. Oh, check out this Thursday also. Throwdown Thursdays from Youngblood Productions. LA Talk Radio, Rock Rage Radio, Get Rogue Level Radio, Drowning Clown Design, and Epic TV, and a bunch of other stuff is all involved in this. Acropolis Music Group, there's all kinds of people involved in all these things that we do. And oh, go check out Eric Chan. Eric, I think that's his last name if I get it right. Eric Grumbler.
Yes.
Grumbler. Grumbler is you can go to mygrumbler.com to get this. You can also find it, I think he said it was on Amazon, something like that. Go to Grumbler. It's a grinder and a tumbler.
Not your average grinder.
Yeah, so grinder plus tumbler equals Grumbler. So it is let's see, it is
smell proof
multifunctional herb travel container.
Yes.
You keep your herbs in here.
It smells. You put your
sweet tobacco in there.
Your
too.
Herbs.
Your sweet tobacco, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tobacco. Wink.
Wink. Wink. Wink.
Yeah. And like he's that herb. So I'm going to put my garlic in here. I'm just kidding. How about what about some basil? What about thyme? Can I just put some thyme in this bitch? How about, I can't get enough time back from I alpha, took from this weekend, but I'm just kidding. Herb.
Some alfalfa.
Herbs, malfalfa. what's that shit people like to smoke sometimes? Oregano. Yeah, oregano. at least that's what people try to pass off as weed sometimes.
Parsley.
Sell you. Yeah, parsnip. Parsley. Parsley, parsnip. I mean, all kinds of shit. Anyway.
Cilantro.
Cilantro.
No cilantro, bro.
It's called Grind Store and Go. Store and protect all the essentials. You can put, let's see, one pre-roll. It's a pre-roll protector funnel. I'd have to show you. Here, let's see if we can get this fucking... Oh, God damn it. Every time I go to roll up with a fucking box, I rip it. How am I supposed to sell this to dispensaries with a ripped box? Son of a bitch. Anyway, see, look at this. We can see here on Facebook the wonderful thing I'm doing. Okay, so we're going to go like this. And you put this in here.
Baby, set this up so they can...
Okay, grab. Yeah, there we go. See? And you put the little wall in here like this, see? And then behind the wall, I don't know if you can see here on Facebook, but behind the wall, like right here on one side and one on this side, you can put up to 5 pre-rolls here and 5 pre-rolls here. And then on the inside, well, now you goddamn took it so far, I can't fucking... What the?
Okay.
Anyway, well, it's great. I mean, I'm so just trying to show people. I'm trying to read it to them.
Okay.
So you can put in here. You got the little wall where you can put your pre rolls behind it. So if you can see the picture, you can put 5 pre rolls behind each little piece of the wall, and you can put your medicine bottle with
your tobacco.
So basically, it's like a 13-gram maybe container or something. I don't know. A lighter. Rolling papers, a pipe, like one of them 3-inch pipes, and a bowl. A bowl. We used to call it a bowl when we were back in the day. I'm smoking out of my bowl. You know what I mean? It's a bowl. 3-inch. Can't be one of them. It has to be one of them shorter ones like that. And then up to 10 pre-rolls maximum. I don't know if they're as big as the fucking ones that
pretty
we
handy.
Roll. Yeah, it's pretty damn handy. But it says smell proof. Uh-oh. And I think it's water. Water resistant seals. So yes. If you dropped it in water or anything happened, it would protect these little black seals right here, would protect it, the water from going in there.
It protects,
which is awesome.
From up to a meter underwater.
Ooh.
For 30 minutes.
You might can put it
right.
You might can put it up stuff out and drink
it's
out of it.
It's an impact resistant container,
so
too.
So you can drop it.
So you can drop the bitch and it is not going to break. 5.5. Well, it says resistant. We shouldn't say that. It's not going to break.
Not destructible.
It's very
durable.
Very durable. So right. It's not going to just break. You know what I mean? You have to run over this bitch with a fucking car to make it break, probably. And let's see, it's 5.5 inches tall and 3 inches wide. So it was pretty cool. And you can put, I'll put it back up. I just want to show people this. And it has a detachable grinder. So each end, so you can unscrew each of the ends. It goes like this. And you can grind up your parsnip. Marijuana, motherfuckers. I'm going to lie to you. Fucking Jenny's going to lie. Shut the fuck up.
This parsnip, is called Jenny's Real Talk ass. On the Block.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, motherfuckers. So it's called weed. Real. I am exactly. A major weed head. See, I would like, if I could right now, I'd take out some weed, put it in the grinder, and show you how to grind that bitch up. But see, that's the whole point, though. You put it together and you grind your weed. And so that's what I do. I just go like this. You screw this back on here. If I can actually do it. I'm,
you know you can. You know you can do it.
Okay. And then you put this end on here like this. See? Yeah, and then you put it back in your little box. Anyway.
Smell proof, water resistant, impact resistant. Get yourselves a grinder.
Get a grumbler.
Get this grumbler.
Get a grinder. I'm going to slap
this. Grumbler. Get the grumbler.
www.mygrumbler.
So you want to be
grumbler. Right? MYGRUMBLER, mygrumbler.com. Right, go there, right. get your grumbler today.
No grumbling.
This is awesome.
No complaining.
No, you wouldn't be after you smoking the pot after fucking grinding that shit up.
With the grumbler.
But my son has one. It comes in different colors. So you saw this one was purple. My son has a green one. Shout out to Chance DeVoe.
What's up?
Show all your friends the fucking grumbler. And I don't know why you're not. Seek maniac, and I don't know why you're not, you seek maniac. I don't know why you fucking not getting the people to, well, your people at your little place there to fucking sell these things. You know what I'm saying? Get your mother some money. Anyway, this little thing here that they put in there is good for one pipe / pre-roll poker. So if you go to mygrumbler.com/ product info, you can so buy one of these and you get a little coupon. All right, so we're having a great day today.
Yes, we are.
It's JJ's rap day, rap/hip-hop day, and to, you know,
all right.
He's doing his thing.
All right. In our studio this afternoon, we have Dr. Raven.
Hey, all right. Dr. Raven. He would have been awesome on that Snoop Dogg show this weekend.
Yeah.
I think so.
We got to get you into a rap, some rap shows, some stuff. We'll talk to Wiggin' Out Radio.
Right.
Maybe we can get him on some
people
shows
loving the music.
With them.
Yeah, you know. Very nice, man.
Erica Lindsay.
So, different.
Dr. Raven. So, what is Dr. Raven all about? Tell everyone worldwide, what is Dr. Raven all about?
Dr. Raven about kids, loving kids, helping kids, helping the world.
Right.
Helping heal the world, helping restore the world.
Right, right.
Helping turn the world around for the positive.
Right. Right. That's good.
That's what Dr. Raven is for. That's what Dr. Raven music is for.
Right.
It's for the people.
Right. It's to make people happy.
That's what it makes smile. Them happy. It helps them with understanding. Right. It definitely helps them with understanding.
Right. So, Dr. Raven, that is your motivation, is to help and turn the negative that's going on.
Turn the negative into a positive.
Right. So you're conscious. Yeah, you call yourself a rapper.
I'm an artist. I would say I'm an artist.
You're an artist. You're conscious. So you consider yourself
a conscious artist.
Conscious artist. You want to change the world.
I want
to help the world. That's
I'm good, for the people.
Man. That's good. We like that. You know,
that's what we need
like
to do.
Positivity on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Right. Yeah.
You know, we need more of that in the world. You know, people don't, you know, in the hip hop, you know, genre of music and that stuff is a lot of that negativity. You know, that's all we hear about, you know, somebody wanted shooting and hurting and the next person because they don't look the way they look or they looking at you. You all hear the music that I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So You know, it's very refreshing that we have these type of artists that are still around and will continue to be around. And hopefully, you know, with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, man, you know, get the word out, you know, that artists like you are here and want to put your stuff out there and want to help, you know, and change everything for the better, you know, because it can be, you know.
Oh, it can. It takes right. me and you.
Right. Takes a lot of us, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of people, man, with good hearts and stuff.
You got to look in the mirror.
Right.
That's what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what we about, man.
Not enough people want to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to see the shit that's looking back.
A lot of people, the way they are, is because of what they've been taught. They just have to be retaught.
Retaught. People. That's good, man. I like that. Retaught. Yeah. Retaught, you know. What they're doing, you know, doesn't make, you know, it's not going anywhere. You're not doing anything forward with it, you know. That's real cool, man. So, Dr. Raven, what were your influences growing up? What's your influence as far as, you know, making, being an artist? What is your influences?
My mother, she did a lot of singing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I used to hear her singing and...
That's awesome.
Her music was always touching. It always pierced the heart.
Was it her original music, or was she singing any particular?
Nah, it was her original music. She made her original music.
She was a recording artist.
She didn't do. Hers was really just soulless. She didn't really get in no studios. She. It just came straight from the heart. It just came.
Mm. Wow.
She could. I mean, she could. Put a beat with it and be on tune with it. I mean, it was amazing. She didn't have any instruments, but at church she would sing at church. She would get in front of a band and she would sing. She would sing in front of the band and she would do a good job. Yeah.
She sang gospel music to you.
She sang gospel inspirational music.
That's nice.
Pretty it's inspiring.
I never, of all of the artists, man, I don't know if anyone ever that I can recollect said, except that their mother was their inspiration to them.
My mother was my inspiration.
Damn, she sang awesome. All the time.
My father's mother also. Oh. Because she would be out in the yard, hanging clothes up in the yard, just a singing, man. Cooking right. pancakes. That's the reason why I don't really like pancakes, David, because... You got stuff.
Wore out, huh?
we got stuff,
but they were good. But I don't really like them now.
They got burned out.
They got burned out,
right?
But our singing was amazing, man. She'd be out there singing, man. She was so loving, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the reason why I have the heart that I have for the people.
Okay.
A lot of it come from my father's mother.
Okay, so your mom,
my mother's mother also. That she was
positive women.
Oh man, she the tough one. But my mother's mother, right. Man, she the one kept the family together.
Oh, okay.
She was a hunter. She was a fisherman.
Really?
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, I went hunting with her for the first time. She made me clean a deer. She made me.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How old were you, man? How old were you?
That's not fun.
I was about 9 years old, man.
What? Then you cleaned a deer?
I didn't want to do it.
Oh man, where was you at, man?
It's not fun.
I was in Pearsall, Texas.
Okay.
Country.
Okay.
Country.
Mm. Pearsall, Texas. Never heard of it.
I'm not talking about. I don't promote killing animals, but they killed a rattlesnake and it had like 16 rattlers.
Inside, it was pregnant.
I don't know if the snake was pregnant or not, but we were out hunting and they happened to kill her. Because the snake was it was right up on us, so.
Oh, okay.
And they felt threatening.
Oh, there was a group of people you were with?
They killed a poor rattlesnake. They didn't want to, but they was fearing for their life, so. And it had 16 rattlers. Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm not promoting killing animals now. I don't like poachers. I don't like poaching.
Okay, right.
Help,
killing animals don't mean you're a poacher. A poacher is somebody who kills the animal for sport and just leaves a body on the side of the road or something. Somebody who's a real hunter takes the meat home and eats it, like feeds their family.
Right.
See, where I come from, we're hunters. We're fishermen because we're feeding our families. We live off the land. We don't like to, you know, a lot of us don't have money like that, especially to go, you know, buy groceries at the grocery store all the time. So we have to, you know, it's not because I like hurting animals. It's just because
I have to be more specific, exotic animals.
Yeah. Well, that's wrong. Like, I wouldn't kill, like, you know, like a rhino or something. Jesus, that's horrible. I mean, a deer, because another reason we kill the deer is because it keeps population down up in Maine, because the population gets out of control and the winter comes, then they starve to death because there's not enough foliage. And then the bodies rot, and then they make the other animals will go to eat them, and then they become sick, and it spreads disease. And so you can't have that. So especially up north, we have to thin the herds because they'll get sick and die because there's not enough food. There's no grass for them to eat. There's no nothing for them to eat.
Like they would kill the older males or something like that.
You have to have a special permit to kill a doe. Like you can't just kill a female deer. Yeah. You just can't. That's why they don't allow you to kill very many of them. That's right. You know what I mean? Because
you keep the population going with the female.
Yeah,
you
have exactly. To keep them, exactly.
The female population.
Yeah, but you kill the older bucks. Like you don't kill the young deer. You kill the older bucks.
But a lot of the vegans don't. They think a lot of the vegans think we were cannibalized.
Whatever.
They think it was something that we were taught.
Yeah, whatever. Cannibalized. Cannibalist. Cannibal this. A cannibal is somebody who eats their own kind. I don't eat humans. I don't eat humans, goddammit. I eat chickens and fish and turkey and deer. Like, my parents are vegetarians. They only eat chicken. They eat chicken, fish, and turkey. They don't eat red meat. They don't eat pork. And they only eat everything's organic. Nothing has any kind of preservatives or hormones or none of that crap in it.
That's the problem.
Yeah, they eat everything's organic, fully organic. So there's nothing in it. There's no pesticides on their the fruits, vegetables, none of that stuff. It's all like fully organic, grown from the earth, and you know what I mean. It's better. It's better that way. And no growth hormones in the meat. It doesn't have all that preservatives.
We'll get to that point.
It's horrible.
We start tomorrow.
But anyway. But yeah, it's nice that you grew up that way, though. That's nice. You had the good, strong influences you had, especially from females and, you know, I mean, the music.
Grandmother.
That's great. And so that's where you get the creativity, too. Your mother was, you know, making up songs and singing to you and stuff. And, you got that creativity, like, from her and them, like, singing, like, you know.
Listening to other artists.
That's awesome, too, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You had good influences.
Right.
So how long you been in California, Ray?
I've been up for three years.
So you was in Texas? And
I was in Houston.
Houston?
Oh, okay.
Houston. Shouts out to H-Town, 44.
Right. You can give shout outs.
I love you.
Yeah. You can give shout outs. Big Pimpin' is you.
Yeah. It's your day.
Yeah, you can give shout outs. Anybody else you want to shout out here?
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Raymond.
Talking to you,
Hi, Michelle. Hi, family.
That's right.
Hi, 144,000.
Right.
I'm coming.
Right. You're coming.
Love you.
Right. So, Dr. Raven, do you want to get into any one of your songs? We have two songs for here today.
You
want to play one of your songs?
Yeah. Which one do you want to play?
It's guest choice.
Okay. Let me see. Which one I'm going to play? Which one?
I think you should save
You got S A M J.
Save the F one for the second one.
All right.
They won't Sam Jack Facts. They won't.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you should do first.
I got a song called Sam Jack Facts. It's basically about what my grandfather wanted, what my father wanted.
Okay.
And basically, that's what the song was talking about.
So Sam is his name, or Sam?
Sam is his name.
Okay, and Jack, where's that? Jack is like...
And the future people, they'll be able to understand the rest of it.
Okay.
I'm going to take it slow. It's going to be in the music. It's going to be in the music.
Okay, all right. So Sam Jack Facts?
That's the first song, Sam Jack Facts.
All right. Okay. Here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, live, you are listening to Dr. Raven's Sam Jack Max.
Yeah.
Sam
Jack Facts.
Facts.
Sam Jack Facts. Alright.
World premiere.
Yeah, I know who you be.
Worldwide premiere.
Raven, six God. 144,000. crush. We about to crush. Yeah, Sam Jack Paddock Black. We love our father cause he harder, cause he larger. That death we drug to the altar. Penitentiary slaughter, we have an off altar. Holy Spirit roll like water. The children are smarter, generational order. I love you, father, that death was out of order. Sam Drake drilling this land, fulfilling his plan. He love his kids, man. That dragon we were banned for putting the curse on our land. We Native American fam, clean up our planet jam. I am what I am, Lord, Laurie, and a Sam. Ram bam, oh thank you ma'am. Play jam, ram the beat. The gangster street, don't you cheat. Your plot I see, both sneeze from the world peace. Your body SC from trying to fool me. Devil freeze, I want my wife. I want my life with no strife. Syndicate, yes, a fight in the boat, which all right, jail, put that devil, we put that devil in a hell. Gone, yeah, gone shout out, gone sound out. We got that there caught, by so I see you start. Ray will be the boss, he hard. Galactic suck the juice out of goose. To Walter Goof, feel me, Papoose. I want the devil, I want the devil, Joe 6674. I love my blood, she gon' cripple you, she cripple you, Joe. Were you merciless? Was the answer, is it yes? Was the answer, is it yes? Suckle them titties, eat that kitty. Are your jaw dropping quickly from the truth I'm spitting? Don't get alarmed, don't get stacked, bro. Chill them villains. We love our children, we love our ladies. It's convincing, baby. Leaving the beach, riding through the park, before it's after dark. Taking our kids seriously, loving them from the heart. Looking our kids in the eyes, it's a show enough spark. Driving for a while, pulling up to the corner with a smile. Cotton candy, creamy Twinkie pie, playful food fights. Watching the kids ride the merry-go-round twice. We over at the kissing booth, kissing. It's out of sight. Back home, pillow fight. Celebrity smile, Dick Van Dyke. Just loving each other. Not looking at faults, loving family at all cost. What do you mean I love Osteen? He on my tribal team, I love his gleam. Nick Knacker, Pterodactyl, Velociraptor, the Dragon Zapper. My tap shoes on, bruh, I fight for the kids. Say what, you can't rush the surgeon. This land got Persian. You ain't kid, you can't killin' kid serpent. I'm surging, Dev Drag, create disturbance. Push the button on the curtain, then the Dev Drag for certain. Adam, listen to Eve, Joe, listen to Bo. From our lives, they must go. The drums tapping, whoa, poo, poo. Rainbow Pro, Pretty Little Thing, Holly Berry, Queen, Gabrielle, quite contrary, Carrie, Berry, pay the kids to Perry. Sam Jack Paddock Black, we love our father, cause he harder, cause he larger. That day we drug to the altar, penitentiary slaughter, we have an off altar, we have an off altar. Holy Spirit roll like water, the children are smarter, generational order. Love you, father, that death was out of order. Sam Drake drilling, this land fulfilling his plan. He loved his kids, man. That dragon we were banned for putting the curse on our land. We Native American fam, clean up our planet jam. I am what I am, I love Laurie and a Sam. Wham bam, aw, oh, thank you ma'am. I love you, fam.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
What's up? This is Dirty Davo from Dirty Machine, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is Carlton from the band Orgy, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And iHeartRadio.
And we are back live on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block at LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Speaking of Dick Van Dyke, he said Dick Van Dyke in the song. I was just laughing my ass. Dick Van Dyke. I was like laughing my ass. I was like, we met Dick.
He got a winning smile.
We actually met Dick Van Dyke.
He had a winning smile.
For Thanksgiving.
That was a nice guy.
The day we started dating.
Serious smile.
That's why I have a nice smile about Dick Van Dyke, because that was the day we started going out. I love it.
He's cool. We met him. He was a nice guy. Dick Van Dyke. He's good.
Good spirit about him.
Yes.
Yeah. Really nice. Really nice.
I agree.
And we are here.
Not a racist.
With Dr. Raven.
Yes.
Raven.
Raven.
So, yeah. Dr. Raven, where can people find you?
Right now on SoundCloud. I'm getting ready to put some music on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube music. It's in the works. It's coming. I got more music coming, too.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. We like that.
I'm excited about it.
Very good. Supposed to, man. Always keep working on your craft, man. And I know you're going to school for, I guess it would be like an engineer kind of thing as far as music engineer type. Is that what that is?
Hey, engineer, music production.
Music production?
However, I can get my craft to the world.
Right. Yeah. Put you.
I like it. That's what I was going to go to school for, film and television for.
No, we're going to go. We're going.
That was the thing. That was why. Yeah.
We're going.
It's something I want to do for myself. It wasn't something because I want to make movies for other people. It's because I want to make movies for us.
Yeah.
Like our thing.
We're going.
I already know how to do radio. I've been doing it for 6 years, but.
Yeah. We're going to get that going on. Yeah. Now that we're finna get settled and stuff, we can do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that stuff where we was at. So,
yeah. So.
You know, we're so good.
But that's good that you have these goals and that you have things that you're doing. You know,
I want to give back, mainly give back.
That's good.
To the lost, the hurting.
Yeah.
The kids who need a big brother, father, the daughters who need, you know.
There's so many kids out there. Yeah. Who got lost because they didn't have, like, the right people in their lives.
Right.
You know what I mean? People so quick to get divorced now and everything else that it's just, you know, instead of working on your problems, then the kids end up suffering for it. And then
when they're a kid, they're just a kid until you teach them, you know.
That too. If they're not being taught the right way, like, it's such a big disconnect nowadays between the parents and the kids and everything. Like, oh, just let them do what they want. And no, that's not how it works, man. There's no discipline. Like, kids have just become a bunch of pussies. I'm sorry. I'm just telling them like it is. They just, like, parents coddle them all the time now, and they're all like,
they don't get hurt anymore, huh?
And they give them their way. Everybody gets a fucking trophy.
And that man talked.
Even if you didn't earn it, like, you just sat there on the bench and didn't do a fucking thing. You're a lazy fucker.
No balance.
You didn't goddamn even earn it, and you just get a balance, and you just get a, oh, here's a trophy. No, they all deserve a trophy. No, they don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm being an asshole. They coddle children too much nowadays. They do. They don't discipline kids. They just let them do whatever they want. And it's like, this is why I wonder why the kids are running all over fucking rampant, all over their parents and shit. And going to jail and getting school shootings and other crap. Like, you know, seriously? He's whooping their ass. just ask my children, Chance and Samantha. Anyway, I won't say your last names, but I hope you're watching. Anyway, so you got any kids of your own, Ray?
Dr.
Raven?
No kids. Raven? No kids.
No?
Nah. Dang. No, you're not just, right now.
Yeah, you were just like, eh.
I didn't want to bring him into no nothing.
This craziness.
Right.
This craziness.
Not for now.
Well, mine's already a done deal.
It's how you raise them. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, well, kids need love and they need the right guidance.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
Hey. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you, in this world, I guess they got ways to, you can like censor the media that your child.
Yeah, there's things that you can do. There's like parental controls and stuff you can put on their computer, on their
just make sure
on the internet, on the TV, on their phone, on everywhere now. Actually, you can put parental controls, and only you can unlock it.
But parents, let me make a suggestion.
They don't know the fucking password.
Take a computer class to get better than your child, because if they're better than you, they can find your password.
Yeah, but that's why you want it to be something really outlandish that they'll never fucking.
I tell you, kids are gonna win.
I mean, like something they will never guess in a million fucking years. You want something. You want something that's going to embarrass them if they find out what it is.
No.
So badly they're not going to want to put the password in.
I tell you what. They don't like nothing from your time when you was a child, so think of something of your past and use that as your password. They will never think of using something from your past.
I just
pretty slick. They advanced nowadays.
I just put the, you know, I just named my husband's genitalia. You know, JJ's dick.
She blunt.
JJ's dick 2018, you know, something fucked up, you know. That way they'll never fucking guess it. You'll never fucking guess that one, because even if you did, it's embarrassing. And you're not going to want to type it into a computer. Chance going, J-J-S-D. Like J.
That's crazy.
That'd just be wrong, right? I mean, come on. That's what I always do. I do fucked up shit like that. And then my kids are like, I don't want to touch that. I'm all set. Damn Skippy, bitch.
That's crazy.
I'm that parent, I think, outside the box. All right. We're going to play our next song.
All right. We're going to play our next song. We are here with Dr. Raven. A conscious artist.
This is gonna make you think.
This is gonna make you think.
Give me your fake, damn
I got
it.
This song from a poem. I got it from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Well, she does poems, and this is the title of one of the poems, and the title.
Can you say her name or?
Or
does she not want to be known?
Pookapoo.
Pookapoo.
Okay. Well, whatever he just said.
He said a pookapoo.
Pookapoo. Okay. All right. That's he knows what's going on.
Yeah,
that.
We don't.
Yeah. They'll find out in the future.
Okay.
Right. But this song, she inspired me.
I can't wait.
This song.
Yeah,
she inspired me to do this song.
Tell them the name of
and
it.
And a lot of people love it.
Right.
Tell them the name though. It's awesome.
The name of the song is Fuckology.
Fuckology.
I said, what is that? The psychology
a poem.
Of fucking?
It's a poem.
I said, what is that? The psychology of fucking? I mean, I'm just kind of.
It got some everything in it.
I like it already.
Yeah.
Let me spell it for you. Fucology. Fuckology.
Just all like right. You'd think it would be spelled. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Here, live on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Alexa, and Spotify, and all that shit. Here we go with Dr. Raven's Fuckology.
Woo!
Dr. Raven, Fuckology, a poem with praise. Come on, ride with me, hit the block and get live with me. Lay back in the car. Look at the sky with me. 144,000 in my family tree. We live, we styling, G. Yeah, like I said, all the way to the top. That's the name of this jam.
fuckology. Stop apologizing for who you are, for your laugh from looking crazy, for the way you eat or sleep. Stop being sorry for being you. This is fuckology truth. Welcome to this American shame. The righteous give it fame. The government won't sustain. Stop the pedophiles, rapists, and the ones who want to stick their children with fangs. You brood of vipers, who warned you of the rap? The rap that just came. My girl on her feet, don't step on my dame. Oh, it's a real fight. Hey, hey. Fuckology, man. Don't care if she wrong or right. So not awesomely tight for this land, no sight. Kids, animals, women, and men, together we stand kamikaze sight. Fuckology, this is what that dragon's going to get. Xanty, slanty. Quit messing with me. I'm rooted and grounded successfully. Fuckology, girl, come on and ride with me. Just lay back, hit the breeze, genuinely. Got gas, looky, see. No go walk with lying to me. Infinity's ride with me. Hit the block, roll a blunt, and get high with me. It's tobacco free. Tied up your fuckology. Look me in the eye, nothing but truth, please. Don't flinch with my seed. Trans RZ, flipping with heat, piping hot. In my hands, I need some grease. Prolific world peace, police brutality. Cause I go lucid. Be deceased. You and your fuckology was annually following me. Get back, I got some hot rap to scowl thee. Tired of your sneaky sly. Fuckology, why lie to me? 144 free from your toxicology. So let it be, respect me, please, or it will be a fuckology. Sam Jack lives in me, the mockery of Uncle Sam. That's why that devil damn. I know you can see, feel me, man. New America is our land. United we stand, it's good to see you. I love to do you, I love to screw you. I truly miss you, girl, I got to do you. 44 positions, nothing new. You get the cue, I'm looking at your naked body too. The sex is surely true, sociology glue. Boom, looking at you. Blowing kisses, poo-ka-poo. You my boo, fuckology. Ooh, 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 Dr. Seuss. Won't make it a cat too, it's a body groove. Bullet nails have fucking too smooth. I love vegan food, put on your running shoe. Fuckology, it's X-rated too. It's nothing new, the beat is sweet too. A fuckology groove. They say put the hate away. Drunk in love every day. Make my day Santa Fe. Fuckology, come and play. Talk less and do more. Fuckology, such a nice phrase. Hey, hey, hey. Fuckology, a poem with praise.
Yeah, Dr. Raven with fuckology.
A poem with praise.
A poem with praise. All right. That was nice, man.
A poem with praise. Okay.
Yes.
A poem with praise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are here with Dr. Raven. Yeah. So, do we want to talk about Saturday or not?
That's up to you.
I do.
But keep it brief because I have other things to announce.
We got a few thank you. Oh, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you.
For glad.
Yes, that was awesome, dude.
Love y'all.
That was awesome.
I, this is real quick, though. But real, though, we were supposed to go to, well, we did go to Santa Ana on Saturday night. We were supposed to get an interview with Snoop Dogg. That was supposed
to be. At least that's what I thought it meant.
That's what you thought it meant?
I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. So when somebody tells me red carpet access, that usually means that the guest, like the musician or some or the actor or whatever,
the
whoever,
center of attention,
the
right,
is going to be on the red carpet and you get an interview with the person. Red carpet access doesn't mean a strip of red carpet with a backdrop with the person's picture on it.
Right.
And the names of the other, whatever. And it doesn't have whatever. I was just very disappointed. Usually because he never even came out of the dress. He didn't even show up until like 12:30 anyway. So I mean, he didn't like come out on stage till 12:30.
That's when he showed up. That's
he
when
just he came out like I watched them. I looked over and I noticed. I thought it was him, but I wasn't positively sure. Came out maybe about 10 minutes before he went on stage. I looked over, maybe, you know what I mean. I saw him off to the side, like over coming out. It came in and out that little side that door. That little door, right there.
Yeah.
And he went up and he was on the stage on those couches.
Oh.
I thought we were going to get... So we covered the Snoop Dogg concert at the Esports Arena in Santa
He was a
Ana.
DJ.
And shout out to Esports Arena. A great location. Gorgeous venue. Love going there.
But...
For shows.
As the Esports Arena, please get your Wi-Fi fixed, man.
Yeah, it's really horrible.
Get it fixed.
Well, it's just... I think maybe the walls...
They can put something inside that can amplify it?
Need upgrade.
Maybe. I don't really know how that works. I just know certain things block out your signal,
They need
to
fix
that. I don't know if it's like certain, like, I don't know, concrete, metal, something. There's something that, like, some stuff that, like, blocks out, makes it so that you can't get a, like,
sure
the, get the satellite signal from Metro PCS, like, system. In there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We have Metro PCS. It's not like we were using their Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? So we can't really say anything to them about their Wi-Fi. But yeah. But anyway, we didn't get an interview, and it is what it is. And he just DJ'd, actually. Snoop Dogg just DJ'd.
He didn't even speak a wave.
He didn't say shout out.
I mean, he said a couple of words, like...
Like, he introduced a couple people. I think that was about it. Like, here's so-and-so or something. Like, I don't know. He said, and now something. You really could barely understand hear what he was saying because he spoke really low. And, like,
music was
the mic, maybe mic wasn't turned up enough.
He was feeling good, too,
I don't
probably.
Know. Yeah, and he was smoking a lot of weed, like a lot of blunts. And he had some people, you know. It was some really good artists that played that night. Prince J, and there was some other ones. I don't even remember their names. Nikki Page.
Young Energy.
Young Energy. Shout out to Young Energy.
Yeah.
And there was a lot. There was some good groups.
Shout out to the artists.
Yeah, shout out to all the artists that opened for Snoop Dogg. You know what I mean? Because they actually sang and performed.
Oh, Lazy Bone was there.
Lazy Bone. Nate Dogg was there.
Yeah.
He performed. He did a shout out because it was the night of his father's, would have been his father's birthday if Nate Dogg was still
with us. Yeah, Nate Dogg's birthday was Sunday.
And so Saturday night into Sunday at midnight.
Shout out to Nate Dogg.
At midnight, little Nate Dogg. Came out and he did a shout out and
a couple songs
from Nate Dogg
to
out of respect for his dad. So that's really, really wonderful that they did all that and that they had that opportunity to do that.
Right.
But you know, they all performed, they all played. The stuff started about 6:30 or so, and you know, it was nice. But
people was expecting them to come out a lot earlier, man. No people got there early. Man.
Yeah,
people
a lot of people
in, like,
came
high
out,
heels
yeah,
and stuff.
And they kind of crapped out and had to go home.
Yeah, you got to
really
get them to go to work
it.
The next day. I mean, you spent $75, man.
Well, anyway, Jenny didn't get
an
interview.
Money to work.
Jenny didn't get an interview on no red carpet. Jenny took pictures at the end of the night on the red carpet after nobody was being charged for it anymore. Because that's how you get a picture on the red carpet is if it didn't come included with your fucking $75 at the door ticket.
Mm-mm.
You had to pay extra for that. And a bottle of water was $5. And
wow.
That's the venue, though.
Yeah,
that's the venue.
Look, this bottle of water.
Like,
what are these?
It was Aquafina. No, wait. What was it?
No.
What was that? What was that damn brand?
It wasn't no regular. It
not Aquafina. What was that?
Sparklets or something?
One of them fucking brands.
Anyway, it was
Arrowhead. It was Arrowhead. That's what it was.
$5
$5. Yeah.
And it wasn't even super cold.
A can of Bud Light was $11. Can of Bud Light was $11.
A drink was house drink was 17.
It was one of those big cans of Bud Light like that.
24 ounce,
but still it was $11. Anyway, so we didn't get a Snoop Dogg interview. Who gives a crap? Anyway, moving on. To the next thing. It is what it is. I'm just going to, like, it's not worth getting upset about
anymore.
They
want their daddy's records.
But I'm not going to deal with certain people anymore. So anyway, I got to see some really awesome, great people down there that I love, like my buddy Eric from Grumbler. So again, go to mygrumbler.com to get your Grumbler. Today is awesome. Smell-proof container, water-resistant, and all kinds of other stuff. So get this. Put your herbs in it with your bowl and your pipe and your damn papers and all your stuff. All right, so the couple shows you really, really need to go check out. Number one, go see Orgy. Go to Orgy Music on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's orgymusic.com. It's the band Orgy. They're alternative rock. Incredible. Fucking love Orgy.
Yeah.
For all you fans of Orgy out there, please come and see this show. It's at the 1720. It's a bar. On 16th Street in downtown Los Angeles. It's on September 23rd. Don't forget that. So Saturday, September 23rd. I think it's a Saturday, right?
I think so,
it's
yeah.
It's a Saturday. September 23rd. Go check it out. It's go to Orgy's Facebook page, so Orgy Music on Facebook, and you can find the link to buy tickets to it. I don't think the tickets are really that expensive, really reasonable. Go check it out. There's going to be some really great bands like Fate Destroyed. My buddy Nathan from Nathan Young, Youngblood Productions, Nathan Young. Go check that out. Fate Destroyed is going to be great. There's going to be some other really great bands that are going to be performing, like Our Frankenstein. Go check out Our Frankenstein. They're going to be on the show soon, hopefully in the next few months. And then, so again, Orgy. Go check out Orgy. Jay Gordon, Carlton Bost. Some of the members have changed now. Nick Speck's still with them. Jay Gordon, obviously lead singer. Lou Gordon, their manager. Shout out to Lou Gordon. Thank you for the for everything. God damn, I can't remember the name of the fucking goddamn people putting it on, the promoter. I'll have to get back to you on that one. There's some really great people involved in this production, so go check it out. September 23rd. Show starts about 8 o'clock. Orgy probably going on about 11, maybe 10, 11 o'clock or so. Come down and check it out. Again, that's September 23rd. Fate Destroyed, Orgy, and Our Frankenstein all going on at 1720 Bar in downtown Los Angeles on 16th Street. Go check that out. Number two, Sticky Fest. That's Sticky Doll, the band Sticky Dolls, punk rock festival. Ooh. Yeah, it's going to be a music festival. It's called Sticky Fest. And it's being put on by, like I said, Sticky Doll. And it's a big punk rock festival. So it's going to be really awesome. So if you love punk rock, go check it out. It's going to be in 29 Palms, California, I believe. And it's on November 10th. That's a Saturday also. November 10th is going to be like an all-day festival. It's going to start at like 3 p.m. and probably end at like midnight or something. So check it out. November 10th, go. And it's going to be linked. I'm going to put links up on Facebook, Instagram, and everywhere for you to go buy tickets. So check it out. We are official sponsors and promoters for all this stuff. So, and go check out Throwdown Thursdays at the Sage Bar and Lounge in Whittier, California. Throwdown Thursdays through Youngblood Productions. Check it out. I think we mentioned everybody. Oh, yeah. Books That Make You, Desiree Duffy. Go to the Books That Make You website and check it out. And Allison Mason from Metal Babe Mayhem. We want to thank our guest, Dr. Raven, for being on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block today.
SAE Records.
Yes.
SAE.
SAE Records.
School. My school.
School? All right. Okay.
They're helping me with records.
That's right. SAE. That's a good school, too.
That's a good school.
It's over
SAE.
In Hollywood, right?
6700 Santa Monica Boulevard.
Nice. Very nice. We like SAE.
Good school. Good teachers.
Yes. All right. We want to thank Dr. Raven for being on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block today. We had an incredible time. Listen to Sam Jack Facts and Fuckology. It's been a great time.
With praise.
Yeah. We've been having a great time today with Dr. Raven. You can go find the archived episode of this show on the LA Talk Radio Channel 1 page under Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Go down to the archived shows. You can download it and listen to it later on. You can see this also on Facebook and a bunch of other stuff. So we want to say goodbye to you for another week. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We'll be back next Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with our guest,
keep it real,
Baz Francis from Magic 8 Ball, the rock band, Magic 8 Ball. Go check out Baz Francis. He's going to be playing his wonderful music. So we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.